that good stuff. If everything works according to the plan, I just potted up a little thing that says Zoom. And when I say put up Zoom, I should be able to hear the voice all the way from out there in California of Dr. David Plowder. You're there, sir.
Yes, and glad to be here. Are we coming in loud and clear from space?
We're loud and clear from outer space. We are. Can you hear Dottie clearly?
Can you hear me?
Roger that.
All right.
Major Tom to ground control.
There you go. Now, this is the first, really the first, who do we have on? I don't know. Point is you're the first speaker,
Jennifer.
Oceana speaker, lecturer. Oh, that's right. Jennifer was with us. And the purpose of the change to go from video to just straight up audio is that when we return to cruising, which, by the way, we can see, Dave, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too. It's a little early, but nice backdrop. My camera's here, but I'm looking at you over there. I'm not cockeyed. I'm not drunk. I have too many screens now. The purpose of the change from the social media video to audio is I feel it. I sense it. It's happening. We're going to be going back to sea. And when I go back to sea, I will continue the show from the Asia, Blue Sea, the Adriatic, wherever. And sometimes I'll do it live, and sometimes I will record it, put it up in the cloud. And when I do that, I will have speakers and lecturers on the ship that I can bother and say, come sit by the pool with me, and we're going to talk about big fish. But before I do that, how are you, Dr. Dave? Good to see you.
Just great. So glad to be on air, on audio with you.
Yeah, we're going backwards. I deserve to be not on a video, but this is breaking news on my Twitter page right now. This just came out, and it really does open up a good conversation. From the CDC, the new guidance. Americans who have received the COVID-19 vaccination can gather with vaccinated grandparents or friends without wearing masks or keeping their distance. Okay. Now, I'm the cynic of the family. Who the hell cares what they say? I was going to do it anyway. But they did say it, which leads me to this. The next step, you have the marina docked in Miami, and you have 650 guests who have been vaccinated who present a negative COVID test, and you have 300 crew to take care of those 600 people, and they have been vaccinated. Why aren't we then pulling out of the port? What do you think?
It's bigger than me, Tom, and bigger than all of us, unfortunately, but obviously there's going to have to be some very strict policies. I mean, you guys know from when the power goes out on a ship, as soon as the power's back on 10 minutes later, the ship can't say, okay, then let's get back to our itinerary. No, now the the public health inspectors have to inspect the ship because, the food was without refrigeration for 8.5 minutes. Right. We need to inspect it. You know how it is, I presume it's going to have to be along those lines before you and I get to be up at the pool deck talking about fish or doing a Neptune ceremony.
I can't wait. But this opens the door now. If I am Frank Del Rio, as we call him, FDR, if I am FDR or Richard Fain, he'd call him up Martin Citron right now and start yelling at him. Okay, let me get this right now. You just said everybody that's vaccinated can get together. I want to get together a few hundred people and put them on a ship and get them the hell out of Miami. You got a problem with that, Marty? And to me, they've now opened it up. As long as the cruise line can guarantee they're vaccinated and they're COVID free, because the next step is where do you take them? I just said earlier that Europe seems to be going backwards. The P&O has decided to sail around Britain for 3 days. Oh, pinch me. I can't wait. Rather than do anything more than that, they kind of, I don't know what you call throwing in the towel in Great Britain, but anyway, I don't know. I mean, you're an educated man. You're a medical doctor. You continue to go to these seminars and things so you can snorkel. So don't you think logically that you won't commit, will you? No, smart man.
But you see, you threw in the key word there that is not applicable here, logic.
Without a doubt. But now they're starting to see, personally, I never, once we're vaccinated and everybody I know is vaccinated. I didn't need anybody from the CDC to tell me, take off the mask, baby. Was going to happen. So not that I'm going to go running around Daytona Beach with 300,000 bikers anytime soon, but
sure.
I could. I could go up there and feel comfortable with their hogs, but I'm not going to do it. All right. Let's get back to why you're joining us. Why is that?
I was thrilled on Saturday morning to be awoken by Dottie's messenger because of the time zone.
Are you woke?
And probably you're a morning lark, I presume, Dottie. And I'm a retired obstetrician. I peak at about 1 a.m. And then care to sleep till about 11 in the morning. So anyway, but no, I was thrilled, delighted, and very honored and flattered to have gotten Dottie's text say, hey, can we do this again?
Yes.
And thrilled. So that's why I'm here, by invitation only.
All right.
And I did want to share with you, I do have, on the issue of vaccines, and please know, unlike you, Tom, who's bold enough to maybe take a political stance on air, I am apolitical without politics. I just look at the science, and I have some breaking news. So hold for 1 second, because my earpiece is burning right now.
Okay.
Breaking news.
You gotta hit the right button.
All right. So seriously, this is not even published yet. How is that for a Drakeism?
There you go.
Is that pretty good?
Yeah, you're making it up then?
So in any case, I wanted to share with you, because this is yet unpublished, but I just found out about it on Saturday. And that is that, you know, people say, oh, once I'm vaccinated, I'm bulletproof, or at least 94.6% bulletproof. But the data, remember, it was an emergency to get these drugs, not FDA approved, not FDA approved, but authorized. Right. Big difference. Emergency use authorization means, look, we don't have enough data to, we the FDA, to satisfy our requirements to approve these vaccines. But in the interest of immediate public health demands, to save lives, we're going to authorize these vaccines for emergency use pending more data. Well, a couple of days ago, and so bottom line is, the way they did the studies, real quickly, I'm not going to bore your listeners, I hope.
Let me stop
you. The way
they
did the studies.
This is the most interesting thing that's happened on the show in 3 weeks.
really, the endpoint for the study, when they say, for example, the Pfizer vaccine, 95% effective, that doesn't mean once you've been vaccinated, you're 95% assured not to catch COVID. That's not true. What it's 95% effective at is you're not going to get severe COVID,
right,
requiring
right
hospitalization. And so many bright people don't understand that. Just, I mean, who expects people to read a boring study? I do.
Yeah.
I read them.
I actually
I have no life. Yeah. I'm retired. We're sitting here at home, not on a cruise ship. So I'm reading these darn studies. But seriously, I think that's a huge difference. You're not 95% protected. You're not against getting COVID, but only against hospitalization from COVID compared to unvaccinated people.
And I was on the COVID-19, CDC COVID-19 this morning, which I hardly go to anymore because I don't want to know, honestly, one way or the other, because it's not a medical show. But across the board, and I know Yoda, Fauci said, you know, plateau, whatever, but deaths, hospitalizations, cases are way, way down, in part because of that. And also deaths, you're right. So the Pfizer at 63% is still better than nothing, mm-hmm, because the chances are if you catch it, they're going to beat it. And then there are additional therapeutics now. But still the fear of the COVID in Germany, in Bremerhaven, two workers at the shipyard were diagnosed with it. And the whole thing came to a halt. 500 people are in quarantine, right? I'm sorry, 500 people are on the ship, can't leave the ship. Those two guys were in quarantine. The mention of it will always be fear of God for a long time to come. But at some point, the world's got to restart. So I'm okay with... I also saw on the same COVID-19 side, I wish I had in front of me, influenza down, flu down, in general, because people are practicing so much better hygiene, and they do have face covering on, whether you believe it or not. So now I'm talking as if I know what I'm talking about, which is a very scary thing. It should never happen. So your point of that is, don't feel that you're bulletproof. And don't be surprised if you did end up getting it. So on a further point of education, people shouldn't freak out when someone who's been given the vaccine is diagnosed with it. Correct?
Correct.
Right.
That wasn't a failure. And thank goodness that the FDA or whoever, again, I don't want to get into even government organizations, but thank goodness these studies were conducted by giving some people the vaccine, giving other people placebo. So it's truly blind. That's an intellectually honest study design. And then they didn't say, okay, and we're going to test you every other day now, put a swab halfway up to your pineal gland through your nose.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that. We're just going to say, have a nice life. Call us if you get sick. You know, we're going to check your medical records, that kind of thing. Make sure, see if you were admitted or not. That's the way to do a study. I mean, I don't want to say who cares if you catch COVID, but because we do care, because you catch it and are asymptomatic, of course, you're still communicable.
Sure.
So, but the vaccine studies just said, look, here's what we're here to protect: hospitalizations and death. And I was going to tell you one other quick detail about this study that's going to be published soon, that the study showed 60% protection from the vaccine against catching COVID, that is, against actually getting testing PCR positive. 60%, you go, well, that's not very good. Well, it's better than nothing, first of all. But of the ones who caught it that were vaccinated, only 3.7% had to be hospitalized.
Right.
Of the unvaccinated people who caught COVID, and obviously it was a lot more, over 9% of them. So almost three times more likely to get hospitalized if you're not vaccinated, having caught COVID.
Taking it from a plague down to a serious situation that we will have to live with as life goes on, and there are talk about you'll have to have it every year and all those good things, but it's a lot better than it was 1 year ago. But I'm still on my soapbox about getting cruising started again. But you really bring up a very good point, and that point is if people go on with a negative COVID test, they've been vaccinated, and the crew's been vaccinated, there is still an opportunity when they go ashore, which they will have to do with masks and be escorted, that someone somehow could contract it and there could be a problem. And the cruise industry cannot afford two cases shuts it down because the panic that ensues, oh my God, what a mistake. But that's not how it should go. Then we go back to, we flew up to New Jersey 2 weeks ago on JetBlue, and on the flight back was packed. You couldn't move on the plane. And of course, now in the beginning, they didn't serve anything on the plane. Now they do serve on the plane. They still don't serve liquor. I don't know why that is, whether or not they think that the liquor will attract the virus. The minute you open that bottle of rum, it'll come in. But here we have, 245 people on an 8-320, and they come down with the carts and off come the masks. So we're all in this tin can, but now they have better air filtering systems, supposedly, and it sucks up through the air, and you don't get it with the person that's next to you. So who knows? I put my wife next to me, so she has to worry about the person next to her. Point of all that is, it seems that on a big ship with half capacity, open air, a lot of sunshine, and they should be able to get it going. That's what I agree. Yeah, I just want to get Dottie back to work. I don't want to go. I'm not going. I'm going to sit right here and talk to my radio show, those dedicated people. So,
I'll share with you on the note of you flying, on JetBlue there. When I flew to Hawaii, I'll tell you, Tom and Dottie, I have never felt more in a secure, safe, almost sterile bubble than to be on a plane with about 100 people who within the last 72 hours tested negative for the very thing we're worried about.
Right.
I go, God, I wish I could just stay on the plane.
Right.
And then to be in Hawaii, the state that is so super strict about admitting people into their state for vacations, and the 14-day quarantine now down to 10, unless you have that negative COVID. Do you know, one of the people at our medical conference that I was there to speak at, she, an attendee, her negative COVID result didn't come in time for her to board the aircraft in Phoenix to get to Maui. They still let her board. And sure enough, by the time she'd landed, there it is. The result had popped up. She was able to produce it on her smartphone electronically. If they'd have had a printer, she could have printed it out. They said, you have two choices. You can quarantine for 10 days or you can go home.
Oh, my word.
That's with a negative. Yeah. I mean, it came in 3 hours late. Yeah.
Because, and as I told the story, because of the pandemic, because of the pandemic, when the guy told me on JetBlue, they don't have early boarding anymore because of the pandemic. And everything is because of the pandemic, even if it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Mm-hmm. As an example, we couldn't early board to protect us because people could pass by us with their mask on. So we went on and then sat down. Then everybody took their masks off. Okay, run that by me again, Hector. pandemic. Yeah. But anyway, and, you know, being immediately on my way to Jersey, I have to change my attitude. All right. Yeah. I go from that nice guy right into that. Hey, come here. But anyway,
have you and Johnny received your vaccines?
I am thrilled to tell you. I got my second one on Friday the 12th, 2 days before Valentine's. So I was allowed to kiss Joni. Yeah. And Joni got her second dose just the very following week at Petco Park, where the Padres play.
Nice.
So she's a, right. You know, and
first?
I don't have any agenda other than to share with you our experience. I was stunned at how smooth, efficient, well-organized, orchestrated, clearly with a tremendous amount of forethought, this vaccination process went at Petco Park.
Nice.
I thought, hey, the Padres should learn how to organize an event just getting into the darn parking lot.
Yes.
As smoothly as, I guess it was UC San Diego and our county health officials who planned, orchestrated this. Yeah. That's, and kudos to them, because
did you get it at home plate? No, nothing good,
Your
like
Honor?
That. Nothing good like that. Like, but you know, between second and third, right with the shortstop, make something fun out of it for crying out loud. Well, good for you. We have ours too.
Your mind is amazing. Hey, the next time on an airplane, Tom, they tell you something about alcohol, remind them that A, you've been vaccinated, and B, right before the injection, they wipe you down with alcohol.
Absolutely.
To kill germs.
You're right.
So,
I remember I licked it. So, I have a question. When you were delivering babies, did you play music in the OR?
Yes, but not breaking news music.
No, it was.
I was more of a Led Zeppelin guy.
Is that what you're really? Really?
But, you know, the musical choice is not up to the primary surgeon.
No.
We're gloved. We can't touch any buttons or dials. It's the darn anesthesiologist that picks it, the music.
When we were getting our vaccination over in Tampa, whoever was in charge was playing Aerosmith. And I'm looking around the room. We're at the Moffitt Cancer Center. The average age is 2,000, right? I'm going, I said to the nurse that was giving me the vaccine, who chooses the music? She goes, a moron down there. Because these people are like, listen to Aerosmith going, is that Lawrence Plunk play too loud? What kind of music is that? What kind of music? So did you get to see any fish in Hawaii?
Oh, my gosh. Tom, it was beautiful snorkeling, but my favorite part wasn't what I saw, but what I heard underwater when I free dive down to maybe 10 feet. You're not in the sound channel yet, but I heard it sounded like thousands of humpback whales, the males singing.
Wow.
And that just warmed my heart, because remember back in the mid-1960s, humpback whales were, I think, 800 away from total extinction in the North Pacific. And now they estimated, when I took my whale watch tour the next day, they estimated that it was 10,000 humpback whales down there for the birthing and the mating in the warm waters of Hawaii. Wow. And I mean, that's just beautiful to me, 800 up to now 10,000. So that Endangered Species Act or Marine Mammal Protection, whatever it was, it has truly made a difference, and it's a beautiful story.
I can't even make fun of it. You know, it sounds so nice. I'm looking at this story about the brawl at Bed Bath & Beyond where there were some humpback whales going at it, but I certainly don't want to make fun of the fish in the water. So is diving down to 10 feet, how long, you don't have a tank, you just hold your breath?
Yeah, that's what free diving means. I just have a snorkel, but I hold my breath, go down to 10 feet. And, you know, I'm an old man. I'm 65 years old, getting early. Hey, there's benefits to being 65 and over now, huh?
Yes, there are.
Get your vaccine a little sooner.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, I can only hold my breath, I'll bet 45 seconds tops down there. But enough to just hear those humpbacks, see some sea turtles. You know, I think the record for a breath hold is, I should look it up before I go winging it off, but it's more than 14 minutes. I know that.
Wow.
Holding your breath and going down to depth and coming back up.
Wow.
That's crazy. Those guys, in fact, it's a female, you know, and I know diving, women tend to, it's called, well, men, we blow through our air. Which, you know, Tom, you and I verbally.
I get it.
But in any case, but women, they'll come back up and go, why did we cut the dive so short? I got 60% of my tank left.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Dottie, how long can you hold your breath?
Probably 30 seconds.
Yeah. Well, actually, I know I can because the entire months that we've been home, one of the things they always talk about is shortness of breath. So I was always sitting around holding my breath to say how long I got to hold my breath to make sure I didn't have the COVID-19. And I felt that as long as I could hold my breath, I must be pretty good.
Yes.
I'm looking up. We got to take a really quick 1 minute and a half break, and we'll be right back. I forgot to do this break earlier. Don't go anywhere.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave. But remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio, take one.
Behold the angry giant.
Try it again, Alberto.
Behold the angry giant.
Perfect. Good luck tonight.
Behold the angry giant.
Yay! Read me another one, Dad.
This is WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need FeedThePig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at FeedThePig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Best at Sea Radio.
Can't play the whole song. I owed Karen Carpenter that the other day. Was her birthday, and I didn't play a Karen Carpenter song. You people think I don't remember. I remember. I have a short memory, something like that. Anyway, remind everybody, this show is a rebroadcast at 1 o'clock, 3:15, 5:30, 8 o'clock, and 10:30, and you can catch the whole show again there. It's also available as a podcast Actually, our visit with Dr. Dave will be a podcast. The whole show is a podcast. You don't have to go anywhere except the Best to See Radio website. And you look up top, it says podcast, right there, podcast. You click on that and you stay right on the same website. You don't have to go to another site, and you can download whatever you want right there and listen to the broadcast whenever it is convenient for you. Also, we do have a subscribe page. Subscribe to our newsletter. And when we send one out, you'll get one. We haven't sent one yet. Also, if you have a birthday, anniversary, divorce, anything important you want announced, you just click on birthdays and it takes you to the birthday page. Also, we're on Twitter at the Tom Drake Show at Drake_show. If you're a Twitter person, join me on Twitter. I'll follow you. You follow me. We'll follow each other and we'll go somewhere. I'm not sure where. And we are talking to our very good friend, Dr. David Plourd, who has been in Hawaii swimming with large fish, and then we're also not down in our neck of the woods, down in the west coast of Florida.
You're in Fort Myers, too.
Oh, I forgot to pot you up. Sorry, Dave. All right, there you go.
Yeah, flew into Fort Myers just the week before Maui. You know, this isn't vacation. I haven't taken a vacation since I retired. Okay. I only go on cruises when available and for continuing medical education conferences. And it happened to be in Naples at that Naples Grand Resort. They pick these god awful places.
Yeah, it don't sounds
they,
terrible, Tom, really. That's
oh, yeah. Yeah, the, but, I on that note, though, yeah, I got to see what's it called, Millionaire's Row in Port Royal. If I'd have been able to sneak in behind the Lamborghini, but the gate closed and clipped the front bumper of my rental car before I could get to Judge Judy's house. I wanted to see it.
Well, I will tell you, this is a true story. It goes back 20 plus years when we had the feet dry law, where if the Cuban people made it to America and put their feet on the ground, they got to stay. Well, some people were coming from Cuba and got completely lost, ended up going around the Keys, and they crashed into Naples, and they were literally running down the streets of Port Royal, and the Naples police were chasing them, and people in Port Royal were opening up their doors going, oh, the new help is here. seriously, that's really a true story. And these people in Port Royal are like, what is going on? Port Royal is very much like the exclusive part of Palm Beach or Rodeo, the exclusive part of Beverly Hills or Malibu. A lot of money. So I've never been there.
Dr. Dave, is the zoo open in San Diego?
That's a great question. I don't know if it is yet. If San Diego Zoo or SeaWorld have reopened.
Yeah, ours is open down here. But limited capacity. At first, we were talking about it earlier because Disney in California is able to reopen with limited capacity, where ours has been open since July.
Yeah.
At first, with limited capacity, but now it's a free-for-all.
Oh, the producer just chimed in from the kitchen. Joni said, yes, they are.
Yes, they have reopened.
Thank you, Joni.
That's fantastic.
You know the feeling, right, Tom?
Absolutely. I'd be lost without her.
Isn't that
what you're supposed to say on International Women's Day?
Yes.
I'd be absolutely lost without her. I really would.
Well, speaking of your wife, she had a wonderful career in the Army.
In the Navy.
How many years?
The only time that makes a difference, Dottie, is on the one day of the football game. Otherwise, to have served proudly is fine in any branch. But that said, yeah, Joni was a United States Navy nurse for 26 years.
Wow.
And her retirement present that she asked for was an Oceana cruise.
I remember that.
To San Francisco, up as high as north as Skagway.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah,
and that's what started you on Oceana. That got the wheels going, and you became a lecturer.
Whole time Dr. Dave's thinking, is there a medical conference around here so I can write this thing off? How many hours of actual education? No, none of my business. So you can qualify.
I only have to speak for 2 hours, and I get to go to these places for 4 or 5 days.
You're the speaker.
Really blessed.
I didn't realize that. We are lucky then. I thought you were the attendee. I didn't know you were the attendor.
I love to teach. You know that. And if I can't teach about my favorite topics, fish and whales and sea turtles.
Talk about babies.
Osteoporosis, contraception, menopause, hot flashes. They're not as catchy as sea turtles.
I'm sure your titles are interesting.
Let me tell you something.
My titles are really interesting, like osteoporosis. What is it? The bare bones of osteoporosis.
I love them.
But I stole that from my talk on the cruise ships on sharks and rays, which I entitled "Not a Mean Bone in Their Body." So, you know, that's where I got the idea for the osteoporosis lecture.
There you go.
Well, I think we missed the boat. I think knowing our demographic for this program, we should have been doing hot flashes and not fishes all along. Well, we're going to sneak out of here. We try to end this show on time whenever we can. We thank you. That was a fast half hour.
That was.
I mean, that was, we took a 1 minute break. That was a very fast half hour. It always is, Dr. Dave. And we appreciate your time. And I can't wait to be back on the ship when you are the speaker, the featured speaker, and we can sit by the pool and talk in the microphones and people walk by and go, what are they doing? What are they doing? Why are they doing it here? I'm trying to read a book. All right, we're going to sneak out of here. Tomorrow, Michael Pettit joins us. Wednesday, Ryan Joseph's with us. John England joins us on Thursday. And on Friday, I swear the phones are going to work, and we're going to take your phone calls. Everybody have a great day. Dr. Dave, thanks again for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you
for the invite.
I almost hit the right buttons, almost. No. Hold on a second here. I think I have it somewhere. I can't ever find the button. See?
Tom, stop pushing the button.
Oh, that's it. It was better. We'll see everybody tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you later. Don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter.
We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know when.
You're listening to Best at Sea Radio.